Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Retired General Lloyd Austin, who would be the first African-American to lead the Pentagon, appears before the Senate Armed Services Committee today for a confirmation hearing. Austin will need a waiver since he hasn't been retired for 7 years. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, he's been endorsed by 15 former senior Pentagon officials.
Those endorsing Austin include officials who served in both Democratic and Republican administrations, such as President Obama's Defense Chief Leon Panetta and James Roach, the Air Force Secretary under President George W. Bush. The official said Austin is well-versed on threats abroad, as well as those at home, including, quote, the national security imperative of rooting out white supremacy from the force. Austin is a West Point graduate who spent most of his career focusing on the Middle East, serving on combat duty in Iraq and overseeing the region as the top officer. The Senate committee will likely focus on Austin's views about continued combat operations in Afghanistan and Iraq, as well as the security threat of a rising China. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate Finance Committee begins confirmation hearings this morning for Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary. She'd be the first woman in that job. Yellen was also the first woman to chair the Federal Reserve. The Trump-appointed director of the U.S. Census Bureau is stepping down early. NPR's Hansi Luong reports the departure comes after whistleblowers warned the director tried to rush out a report about non-citizens before the end of the Trump administration.
Census Bureau Director Stephen Dillingham says he is retiring on Wednesday, more than 11 months before his term expires at year's end. Last week, the Bureau's watchdog revealed that whistleblowers reported Dillingham for trying to pressure civil servants into producing a technical report related to President Trump's executive order for citizenship data. A career official at the Bureau warned the report would be statistically indefensible. Dillingham backed off after his directive became public. The Bureau's career deputy director, Ron Jarman, will fill in as acting director as the agency continues preparing the first 2020 census results, which are expected in March. Hansi Luong, NPR News, New York.
A Russian judge has ruled to keep Alexei Navalny in jail for 30 days following the arrest of the outspoken Kremlin critic at a Moscow airport Sunday. As NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow, Navalny was detained after arriving from Germany, where he was recovering from a poisoning he blames on President Vladimir Putin.
The judge made the ruling after holding an improvised court proceeding in a police station outside Moscow. Navalny, whom Amnesty International has designated a prisoner of conscience, appealed to supporters to take to the streets. The Kremlin has been cracking down on all dissent, punishing simple forms of protest with stiff punishments.
NPR's Lucian Kim reporting from Moscow. You're listening to NPR News. Alberta's premier says he's deeply concerned by reports that President-elect Biden plans to block the Keystone XL oil pipeline. NPR's Jeff Brady reports Premier Jason Kenney says the Canadian province may pursue legal action.
The Alberta government invested $1.5 billion in the pipeline last year and agreed to $6 billion in loan guarantees this year. The pipeline is important to the province because it would transport oil sands crude down to the Gulf Coast, where it can be sold on the world market for higher prices. But that crude has a bigger carbon footprint than just about any other kind of oil. It requires more processing. Joe Biden will enter office with an ambitious climate plan, and he's vowed to block the pipeline. Premier Kinney says in a statement that Alberta will, quote, use all legal avenues available to protect its interest in the project. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
President Trump issued a proclamation last night that he's rescinding travel restrictions for people entering the country from the UK, Ireland, and Brazil. They were imposed to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. The ban is to end January 26, 6 days after Trump leaves office. The incoming Biden administration says it won't lift the restrictions since the pandemic is worsening and there are more contagious variants emerging around the world. Biden arrives in Washington today for tomorrow's inauguration. He and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are to attend an event at the Reflecting Pool near the Lincoln Memorial to remember those who died from COVID-19. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.